Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and we're going to open today's show with three pieces we had left over from last week's show, when we presented highlights by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert with the great Cuban drummer Ignacio Baroa. These three pieces were recorded at the concert at Edmonds Center for the Arts. The first of the three pieces we'll hear is one that was first introduced by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in a concert which featured the trombonist Wycliffe Gordon. It's his composition and score, and on this first tune, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's regular drummer, Devon Lewis, is at the drum set. It's called Grease Bucket. Thank you.
Devon Lewis on the drums. Milo Peterson on guitar. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone. Dan Marcus on the trombone. And without further ado, please welcome back onto the stage Ignacio Berroa.
You're listening to some excerpts from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra conducted by Michael Brockman on this occasion at the Edmonds Center for the Arts last month. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the region. Featured guest in this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is the great Cuban drummer Ignacio Berroa. This is one of the scores he brought with him to this concert. It's a composition by Bob Mincer titled Run for Your Life.
Thank you.
saxophone. Travis Rennie on the tenor saxophone. Gary Schutz on the trombone. Jay Thomas on trumpet. Ignacio Barro on. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you very much. So we are going to play an encore for you. One of the big band I liked the most was the Count Basie Big Band. With all due respect to Ellington and the other great big bands, Buddy Rich, and all those great musicians, but the Count Basie Big Band had something that really moved me. I like this tune that was made famous by this band, entitled Splanky. I tried to do something different also with this tune, which is adding some rice and beans to the Big Mac. Can I have a Big Mac with rice and beans, please? Fried plantains, no fries. So you're gonna hear something different at the beginning, but once again, it's to demonstrate that both of our culture, American and Cuban, Afro-Cuban culture, we are not that far apart as a lot of people think. So we can live together in music, and I hope that someday in politics as well. Yeah, I hope someday our governments do what they have to do. Once again, thank you for coming. Drive safe. God bless you all. Hope to see you again soon. So, Splanky.
Ignacio Berroa. Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
And our thanks to Ignacio Berroa and the members of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and conductor Michael Brockman for allowing us to record and broadcast their music at this time. We just heard three selections taken from the last group of concerts, this recorded in the Edmonds Center for the Arts. We heard Grease Bucket, Run for Your Life, and a tune composed by Neil Hefti for the Count Basie Orchestra called Splanky. The next group of concerts by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra feature music of Ray Charles on June 15th, 16th, and 17th at Benaroya Hall's Nordstrom Recital Hall, the Kirkland Performance Center, and the Edmonds Center for the Arts. For more information on those concerts, see the website at srjo.org. Jazz Northwest comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. The program comes to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Speaking of which, some items on the calendar include the Richard Cole Quartet playing tonight at Tula's. Naji is at Jazz Alley. The 15th annual Seattle Kobe Female Jazz Vocal Auditions will be at Jazz Alley on Monday night. Will Bernard's organ trio with Joe Doria and Tariq Abouzid will be playing in Olympia at Rhythm and Rye. Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. The Yellow Jackets will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Pete Christlieb and Linda Small Quintet will be playing at the Elks Temple of McMenamins in Tacoma on Wednesday night. Shava Mirel will have her CD release party at North City Bistro on Wednesday, and Duende Libre will be at Tula's. Coming up on Thursday through Sunday, the Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival. It begins on Thursday, runs through Sunday, and has a great variety of artists appearing, many singers in several different locations, and transportation between them, so you can also sample the wine. Take Six opens at Jazz Alley on Thursday night and will play through Sunday. Bruce Fair's Rendezvous Quartet from 1984's Bellevue Jazz Festival will be at Tula's on Thursday night. Happy Hour with Phil Sparks at the Latona leads off Friday night at 5. Mark Lewis, Milo Peterson, and Michael Barnett get together at Brother Don's in Bremerton. Stephanie Porter sings at Tula's, Ann Reynolds and Clave Gringa at the North City Bistro, and Mark Lewis and David Friesen duo play at the West Side Pizza in Kingston on Saturday night at 6 p.m., Kiki Valera and Kubache at the Sea Monster, and Mark Seal's group will be playing at Tula's. For more info, see the calendar at knkx.org and also the very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's a tune from the Richard Cole Quartet. This is a quartet which is playing tonight at Tula's, and they'll also be playing next Saturday afternoon at the Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival, which is going on. This is second annual festival there. They have a lot of people coming up there, including Gil Pettis, Greta Matassa, Pearl Django, Stephanie Porter, Nearly Dan, Eugenie Jones, the Ellensburg Big Band. It runs Thursday through Sunday in Lake Chelan area. Here is Richard Cole on tenor saxophone, and we'll hear him with Bill Anschel on piano, who's with him tonight. The bass player is Jeff Johnson, and it's John Bishop on drums. This tune written by Bill Anschel is a sort of mashup of a tune by Monk and Doxy by Sonny Rollins. He calls it Moxie. Thank you.
you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. To follow the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink some wine. And every day,
a smile.
That's Greta Matassa from an album that came out about 10 years ago called I Want to Be Loved. Beautiful arrangements throughout by Tamir Hendelman, who is also the pianist, Bruce Foreman on guitar, and you also heard Bob Leatherborough on Vibes, I believe it was there, Clipper Anderson's bass, very prominent, and a great song by Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricco's Two for the Road. One of the artists who's going to be singing at the upcoming Wine and Jazz Festival, Lake Chelan, along with Greta, will be Gail Pettis and Eugenie Jones, Stephanie Porter, Nearly Dan, Ellensburg Big Band, Thursday through Sunday at various locations, I think 11 different locations around Lake Chelan. Before Greta Matassa, we were listening to Richard Cole, who is also going to be performing at the festival, as well as tonight at Tula's Richard Cole Quartet, with Richard on tenor saxophone, Bill Anschel at the piano, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums, played Moxie, tune by Bill Anschel. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. This next one goes back to the 60s, 1966, 67. We were doing some live broadcasts from the penthouse at that time. World-famous artists played this club. We did over 200 broadcasts from the club. This was recorded from one of those broadcasts, featuring Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, leading his quintet with brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zavanul acoustic piano, Victor Gaskin bass, Roy McCurdy on drums. Here's Cannonball Adderley.
Here's something from the motion picture, Black Orpheus. One of the more memorable melodies. This one's called The Morning of the Carnival. The Morning of the Carnival. Thank you. The morning of the carnival. The morning of the carnival. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That's Brazilian soul of some kind.
Cannonball Adderley Quintet with Cannonball on alto, Nat Adderley cornet, Joe Zavanuel at the piano, Vic Gaskin bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Recorded in 1966 or 67 from a live radio broadcast from the Penthouse, part of the series Jazz from the Penthouse. This is from the album called Swingin' in Seattle, Cannonball Adderley. Time for just one more on today's Jazz Northwest, and for that we're going to be listening to Pete Christlieb and Linda Small, who are playing with the quintet at McMenamin's on Wednesday night. This is the Elks Temple McMenamin's in Tacoma on Wednesday night. Doors open at 6, the music starts at 7. Tall and Small, the band, and Bill Holman arrangement of a tune by Bob Brookmeyer called Minuet. Thank you. Pete Chrisleib and Linda Small, the Tall and Small Band, 11-piece band with arrangements by Bill Holman. Pete Chrisleib featured on tenor saxophone and Linda Small soloing on trombone. Joe Bagg was the pianist. And the tune by Bob Brookmeyer, arranged by Bill Holman, Minuet. That's our show for today, but we have a podcast available at jazznw.org. I'm Jim Wilkie. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.